Thank you, Steve. Did we take a look at traffic? I'm sorry, during this flurry of activity, I didn't realize if we checked in with Adam Chappelle.
I believe we did, yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
But
appreciate
I could,
it.
We did, didn't we? Yeah.
Yeah.
No one knows.
No one's sure. All right. We will certainly continue to follow all the developments of what Steve has just been talking about in the news. That won't go away, and more information keeps coming over the wire. So as the day progresses, keep it here on WGN, and we will get you as many of the facts as quickly as possible and as accurately as possible. Steve Dale is in studio with us, noted pet expert Steve Dale, to talk a little bit about pets. I know there's a lot going on, Steve. How are you? Nice to see you.
It's good to see you. There's a lot going on in the pet world, too. So Animal Care and Control in Chicago is actually doing really well. That's the City Municipal Shelter. Are you ready to be blown away?
Blow us away. That's probably a poor choice of words right at this point.
Are you ready to be amazed?
Yes.
Amaze us, Steve.
Okay. About 90% of cats that go into animal control come out alive.
They're 90%?
Yeah. That's better than, far better than many major cities across the country. It's in the mid-80%. Now, listen, we want to do better. There's no doubt about it. It's been suggested by insiders at City Hall is that we make aldermen aware of the fact that we can do better. So there's now a petition available on my website. All we ask is that if you're a Chicagoan, you sign the petition. If you care about animals, contact your alderman. Either go, every alderman has a day the constituents can come in, or just call or email the alderman, any way you want to do it. Mm-hmm. Share the petition with friends who also care about pets. The more signatures, the better. It'll show the alderman we care. We, at the end of the day, do need more money for animal control. Compared to other cities our size, let me rephrase that, compared to other cities even smaller than our city, we don't have as much money in the budget for animal care and control. Many cities like Houston, San Diego, they have about 2.5 times more money than we do for animal care and control. So we can be as creative as we want, but when it comes down to it, it's all about resources. And it's also about investment. So if you make an investment on one end, there's a real cost to euthanasia. Of course, there's the social cost. It's not the right thing to do if you don't need to do it cost, but there's a financial cost. It costs money to do it, so you can save on the other end. So stevedale.tv, and you can find the petition. I hope you sign it and forward it to your friends.
What are we doing differently that we have such a high rate of success?
Two words, in part, Susan Russell. She's the new executive director for Animal Care and Control. She's done a great job, but just as important are all the partners. So there are all these rescues now that come out to Animal Care and Control and say, you know, we have room for one more. It's the foster homes. And by the way, if you can foster an animal, definitely, definitely contact Animal Control or me. I'll put you in touch with them because very much looking for foster families for dogs and for cats.
And they just, like a foster family, will keep the pet until someone hopefully we'll adopt them.
And what we really need are foster families that don't have, in the world of dogs, that don't have other dogs because of the dog flu. So you don't want your dog getting the dog flu. The dog flu does exist still at Animal Control. And by the way, you will be so excited about this. Great dog flu news.
It's still around?
It is still around. That's not the good news. I do have good news, though.
Yes, I can't wait to hear
it. Please tell us, Steve. Don't leave us hanging.
So the good news is that a vaccine is coming out that'll cover both varieties, both strains of the dog flu, H3N8 and H3N2, all in one vaccine.
Oh, so just one shot for Fido.
It'll be like our vaccines that cover for flu, various strains of the flu. So that's good.
All right, and you have a fundraiser that's coming up, and I would like you to promote that. Obviously, your segment has been cut short.
No, that's
a little
okay.
Because we have some breaking news that we are following.
You certainly are. So that's understandable. This is going to sound nasty.
Uh-oh.
Feline infectious peritonitis. Doesn't that?
I think I have it.
No, you don't look it. It's something you do not want your cat, and it mostly happens to kittens, which is really the saddest part about it of all. So you don't want your cat to get it. I'm on the board of the Wynn Feline Foundation. Wynn Feline Foundation funds cat health studies. So pretty much everything we know about cat disease at one time or another was funded by the Wynn Feline Foundation over the past 50 years. This one's a tough one, and we're raising money to better understand it. I think we now understand it better, but let's do something about it. So go to WynnFelineHealth.org or WynnFelineFoundation.org. Wynn is W-I-N-N. And you can learn more about it. And even if you give just like $5, you get to win stuff maybe. It's an online raffle.
But not the feline. You won't win that. What is it
again?
No,
you don't want that. People cannot get it. But with one exception. Maybe Bill. It's called...
That's not true. You're messing with me.
What is it again?
And feline infectious peritonitis.
And what is it
I've
exactly?
I've had my shots. Well, there's no way I could have that.
Well, there is no shot for it. That's the thing. So, you know how we all get a coronavirus every once in a while? I think you just had one.
From drinking Corona.
No.
Yeah. I don't know. You're saying shots? You're saying Coronas? Where is my head?
Actually, you're kind of right, because the coronavirus under a microscope, as you probably know, looks like the Corona, and the Corona that's used as a logo for the Corona beer as well.
Really?
Yeah. That's what it looks like under a microscope. The coronavirus causes... Most mammals have their own species-specific coronavirus. When we get one, we get a cold very often.
Oh, okay.
When cats get one, they get maybe a slight upset stomach. Maybe they're not kind of feeling like out of it, but it is usually goes away very quickly, as fast as it comes. By the time, if you even notice anything wrong with your cat, most of the time you won't. But if you do, by the time your veterinarian calls you back, cat is okay. However... One in a certain number of cats, mostly kittens, and we don't know why, this benign coronavirus mutates into an immune-modulated disease that attacks the cat internally, called feline infectious peritonitis, and it's considered fatal. So we need to do something about it, and that's what the Wynn Feline Foundation is trying to do.
All right, so sign a petition for more resources for Chicago Animal Control.
Oh, yes, stevedale.tv.
And the fundraiser for this...
It's ongoing.
Okay.
And that's Wynn Feline Foundation, W-I-N-N, felinefoundation.org.
And Steve, you haven't written a book in a while. Is everything okay? What's going on with you?
You know, you're right about that. I'm just so busy.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah. Right. I need to write more books.
Write a book or two.
I should. I've got some.
Steve, nice to see you.
Always good to see you.
If people, again, want to know more about any of the topics we discussed, where do they want to go?
SteveDale.tv. And you can tune in Sunday morning right here on WGN Radio. I'll be on, I think, next Tuesday morning with... the Cochran, what's his name?
Steve Cochran.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, yeah.
And yes. Sunday mornings you're on from what time to what time?
6:30 to 7.
All righty.
Thank
you, walk your dog and listen to me.
So true.
That's a great idea. I will do that.
So thank you. Right. Thank you.
That's noted pet expert Steve Dale. That's who that is. We'll take a quick break and then we'll come back. More developments and what's going on with the bombing in New York City. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN.